The defenseman, the Vancouver Canucks get the guy they wanted. He joins us now. How are you? Let's start there. What's the last 5-10 minutes been like for you?
Yeah, it's been thrilling, to be honest. So, you know, I always thought Vancouver was a possibility, and I wasn't really sure where I was going to go, but I'm really excited. And what I was telling everyone was how thrilled I am to be a part of the Vancouver Canucks family. So, we got a lot of great young talent coming through, and I'm just really excited.
We talked to Trevor Linden yesterday, and we kind of framed, like, how would you sell Vancouver? Why would a player want to play here? And the one thing he said was, we are, number one, it's a beautiful city, but number two, opportunity. You have a big opportunity on this blue line in a vast array of ways.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, it's a National Hockey League. It's going to be hard to crack, so... you know, for me, I think I just got to put my head down and keep working. So this is a great accomplishment for me, and I'm really excited, but there's still a lot of work to be done.
We often say, try to put yourself in the young man's shoes, but we can't because we've never had an opportunity, and very few people on the planet have had the kind of opportunity you have. You seem to be almost buzzing a little bit right now.
Yeah.
Does it feel surreal?
A little bit, I think. You know, I don't think anyone's really prepared for this moment. I mean, obviously I knew I would get picked for a while, but... like I said, it's kind of a surreal moment, like you said.
So take us through your emotions, and we're talking, you know, maybe pick 5, 6, 7. You had ties to Detroit. Obviously, you're playing at Michigan. A big name like Filip Zadina started to slip a little bit. When did you start to kind of fidget in your seat a little bit and wonder, where could I be going?
Yeah, you know, I had a feeling that I wouldn't slip past Vancouver. So I wasn't necessarily too worried, but obviously... you know, in the back of your head, you're thinking, uh-oh. But honestly, you know, there's a lot of good players in this draft, so, you know, you got to be able to expect stuff like that.
He is Quinn Hughes, the Vancouver Canucks' first selection in this year's draft, number 7 overall. He's joining us here live in Dallas, fresh off being drafted
by the Canucks. By the way, Oliver Wahlstrom goes to the Islanders with the next pick. More on that in a second.
And the Islanders continue on the clock as they hold pick number 12 as well. When you met with the Vancouver Canucks, how did those meetings go, and how comfortable were you with the brass of this organization?
Yeah, I heard a lot of nice things about Vancouver, especially because my coach this year was Jeff Tambellini, so I got very close with him, and he obviously loves Vancouver, and had a lot of nice things to say about the organization as a whole, so... you know, I'm just really excited right now, and I like I said, I heard a lot of great things about Vancouver, and I can't wait to get down there.
There's some players and young men that would be intimidated by going to a Canadian market. How do you feel about that opportunity?
I think it'll be the best thing for me. I mean, if you want to be a hockey player, there's no better place to go to a Canadian market like Vancouver. So I'm really excited, to be honest. And like you said, it's a Canadian market. I grew up in Toronto, and I think it should be a great fit. A
couple more small ones for you. We've, you know, watched the tape. We've read the draft reviews. We've read all the mock drafts, and all the fans listening back in Vancouver have as well. How would you describe your game in your own words?
Yeah, I would say puck moving, puck skating defenseman. I can help a team's power play, zone entries, breakouts, stuff like that. And, you know, just as a whole, I think I can also be, you know, a two-way defenseman as well. So I think I can help a team in a lot of aspects, and I'm excited.
Well, I'll tell you this. I don't know if you've been on social media yet or not. Canucks fan base, extremely excited about you coming to Vancouver. So congratulations, and thank you very much for making time for us.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
And 2019, the Vancouver Canucks are hosting next year's draft.
No, actually,
it's a big year for the
Hughes family. I said that to my brother before I even left for the draft.
He can stay at your place maybe. Who knows?
Hey, maybe I'll make the pick.
I would like that, and Canucks fans would like it if you picked him probably.
Hey, yeah, congratulations. We'll talk to you real soon, and we'll see you in Vancouver.
Yeah, thank you, guys.